Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy. Our next guest is here. Hello.
Hey, everyone.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Okay. So talking about complicated matters, I'm going to talk about mortgages today.
Okay.
My name is Jesse Abrams. I am the founder and CEO of HomeWise. At HomeWise, what our goal is to do is take that complicated matter of the mortgage and make it as simple as possible.
Okay.
We automate the process. We do the negotiating with over 30 lenders for our clients, and then we take them step by step of the way to get them approved, and we're completely unbiased and really easy to use. So hopefully our clients save time and a lot of money when they use us.
All right, cool. Can you walk us through that process?
For sure. So let's say it's John and Jane Smith.
Okay.
Newly married couple, 28, 29 years old. They don't understand mortgages.
Because they've never been through it before.
They've never been through it. We were never taught it in school. It's not one of those classic things you would think we learned about trigonometry and all these calculus things that we don't really use in everyday life. But for some reason, mortgages, which are one of the largest decisions of our life, we didn't get any information on.
We don't even teach kids how to fill out a check anymore.
No.
Right.
We're definitely never going to
cover mortgages.
Just throw them
out in the wild and you'll figure it out.
Totally. And that's one of the big problems that we saw. You were talking about a little bit earlier. A lot of people just, if you don't understand things, you don't know things, you don't know how to solve the solution yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we saw in the industry. A lot of people were having the same problems that we had. They went to buy their first home and they just didn't understand the process.
Sure.
So John and Jane Smith, they'd come to our site. We have a ton of content on there and we call it content for the Twitter era. We don't want to read a book about what fixed versus variable means.
Quick and easy.
Quick and easy, to the point. What do most people do? And we're in that generation now where the 5-star rating on Amazon means more than anyone telling you if something's good. So we just try to allow people to understand what others do and what's really simple. So if they want to read the content, that's great. But if they want to just get right to the point, they could come to our site and they could apply online in about 5 minutes. The application is really simple. Ask them all the information that we need to provide them mortgage options. And we make it simple. We don't try to ask them hard questions. Like, a lot of people don't even know if they should get a fixed or a variable mortgage. So we ask them some leading questions that help us understand what would be right for them.
Okay.
After they finish their application, we use technology in the background to then pull in all of the different information from our lenders. And we use linear regression to cut down, okay, you know what, this person's self-employed. Of our 30 lenders, only 5 of them apply to self-employed people.
Okay.
So we then cut down the lenders to find the best 3 options for our clients. So they find the best 3 options with explanations why. It's not just, hey, here's a rate. It's, this allows for good prepayments, which is great for you because your salary is increasing. This allows for portability because you said you might move in 3 years.
Okay.
So our goal is to not just provide options, it's also to provide advice to our clients so they're making informed decisions. Clients will then choose the option they like best. Then they're actually set up with a human from there. So
okay.
We are a technology company, but this is hundreds of thousands, if not sometimes millions of dollars people are working with, and human and technology could come together in this situation.
Absolutely.
So each person's then set up with a mortgage advisor who gives them the advice they need, works with the lenders for them, does all the admin work to take them all the way through to approval, and then move in. And the nice thing is it's completely free for our clients. So really fast and easy process. They get
wow.
the best mortgage, and we're just happy to help a lot of people out.
Okay, so if it's free for your clients,
mm-hmm.
how do you keep the lights on?
That's a great question. So one of the things we always say is we work for our clients, but we're partnered with the lenders.
Okay.
So we get paid by the lenders once the mortgage closes.
Okay.
Okay.
We're completely lender agnostic, though. We don't care which lender it is. Our goal is to provide the best option specifically to our client
mm-hmm.
because we could push a lender that pays us more money, but if we're not closing mortgages and we're not making people happy,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So we get paid by the lender, and it only happens after the mortgage okay. closes.
You also mentioned that you give a lot of advice based on data. Does this data come from in-house, or do you like pull data from somewhere else?
That's a great question. So we have a lot of experts on our team who have been doing this for upwards of 30 years. Our COO has been COO of banks in Brazil, in the U.S., and in Canada. Our principal broker has been doing this for 15 years.
Okay.
So we have a lot of our own personal information. We also interview industry experts as well to get information from them. But on top of that, We have humans for a reason. We're getting questions from our clients all the time that we didn't even think people had as questions.
Sure.
So we're always trying to answer more questions that they have on our site, in our application, and we're consistently learning over time.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, the data that we're driving such rich data about our clients through the application, and we're utilizing that to also inform answers along the way so that we're not just having them fill out an application, we're having them feel really informed in the process, and once they move in, the mortgage wasn't a pain. It was just such an exciting process to buy a home and move into their home. And that's our number one goal.
Definitely.
And that's good because obviously we know that the mortgage industry has been always been complicated.
Yeah.
But it used to be more explained, mm-hmm. and it's now not explained. And it's a weird black box that only the people on the inside get to see inside of.
Right.
And so even if you've done it before, it's a scary endeavor.
Yeah, then that's a good point. I'd say about 60% of our clients are first-time home buyers, but 40% of them are second-time home buyers, buying their second home, renewing, refinancing, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. These are people who are sort of jaded to how they are treated by their banks in their mm-hmm. first process,
yeah.
be it Canada or the U.S. We are specifically in Canada right now, but we have plans to come to the U.S. Okay. sometime soon. But in Canada, if you read the media, all it is about is how hard it is to buy a home. Millennials want to buy homes. Their number one purchase intent right now is to buy a home, but they'll never buy a home in Canada. How are you going to buy a home? Increasing prices, stress tests, new rules. So we try to dispel a lot of these myths. And to your point, add transparency to the process. Mm-hmm. We're talking about this world now of open banking. That's the mm-hmm. big hot topic right
yep.
now. And what we're trying to do is actually provide information to the client that they didn't know existed and help them understand that, you know what, your salary could actually help you afford a home at this amount. You're not in this place where you can never move out of your apartment. You're in actually a situation where you can buy a home and you can fulfill your dreams that you've always had of the white picket fence and the dog in the backyard, right? So that's one of the exciting things we have is we help people fulfill all of their dreams.
Gotcha. Because I think for Danielle and I, the closest we've gotten to a white picket fence is what was behind us at Collision last year. it's as close as we've gotten to that.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
And you guys are live in Canada right now.
We are live in Canada, yeah. We launched June of 2018.
Oh, awesome. So about a year.
Yeah, about a year, fresh company. We recently moved out of the basement of my house, so it's one of those growing young companies,
awesome.
Building every day. We raised a round of financing last year, and we're looking to raise another round this year because we really want to build us out across Canada by the end of this year and really start to move to other countries as well because we just see such an opportunity to help people not just get a mortgage, but get the right mortgage.
Definitely.
You see there's big players in the U.S. like Rocket Mortgage taking over the marketplace right now, but they're only a one-lender solution. Because we have 30 lenders, we're able to provide the right solution to the right client. If mm-hmm. it's an A lender, a B lender, sometimes people unfortunately need a private option, but it's important for them to fund their home. So we just try to find the right solution for anyone and help people out sometimes in a time of dire need.
And how did this idea come about?
Yeah, so
sure it sounded like a personal. There was a statement you made earlier.
Yeah.
made it sound like it was a personal thing.
Yeah, there was actually it's quite a long story, and I'll try to make it as tight as possible. So I used to run an ad agency in the digital world, and we were a data company. And one of Canada's largest banks came to us, and they said, "You know what? We get boomers, we get Gen Xers, but we don't understand these first-time homebuyer millennials. They talk differently, they think differently." So we pulled in all these different data sources, and we found what we've been talking about. First-time homebuyers just don't understand mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk to them in terms of rates, it makes them feel like they're even more confused than they were before.
Yeah.
So we came
out. And then you're self-conscious, and then everything's bad, and you're like, oh, I don't know what to do.
Totally. And you don't want to ask your friends because you don't want to sound stupid. You don't want to ask your broker that you're talking to because you don't even know what questions to ask. So we decided let's have someone not unlike ourselves, 30-something, is casual, talking about mortgages for a minute. Slowly that person was wearing a suit. Then they were wearing a tie, and then they were more like Anderson Cooper because, as you know, banks, they like to have their Anderson Cooper types talking about their business, and then eventually the campaign was canceled. So learned a lot during that time, right? The banks are banks, right? It's
right.
Everyone laughs at that adage.
And they're very locked in the old way of dealing with boomers
totally.
In particular.
Yeah.
And of all the industries, banks – and lawyers and doctors tend to be the least interested in changing.
Totally. Literally, they are centered with a safe.
Yeah.
Right? There's a safe in the bank. You're safe to work with a bank. Go to a bank. You'll be safe. And it's a really crazy mentality, right? So I learned so much about the bank. One, they're so out of touch with first-time home buyers. And two, if you're going to get a mortgage, don't go to a bank because their goal is to keep you in debt, not to get you out of debt. So when I bought my first home, I knew I wasn't going to go to my bank. And this is nothing against banks. There's a lot of amazing banks going out there. We're partnering with a lot of them. It's just if you don't know the right questions asked, sometimes you could find yourself in a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
So when I bought my first home, the first thing I did is I went online. and I found these rate aggregation websites that confused the heck out of me. I was like, okay, click on this rate. And then I'd be called by the lender, and they'd tell me, oh, you know what? This isn't actually the right mortgage for you for X, Y, and Z reasons. So that wasted a lot of my time. And then got put in touch with a mortgage broker through a girl, through a guy, through a girl I knew. Had an hour and a half phone call with this mortgage broker, then got sent a Microsoft Word document to print, fill out, scan, send back, kind of back and forth. And I was just like, I wasn't just lost during the process. When I finally got told who my mortgage is with, I just saw no transparency. I just said, why? And there was no real answer other than, it's like, why? So
they sent you a Word document, not even a PDF?
Not even a PDF.
Something that you could have changed.
Yes, exactly. So, and that's the best thing. This industry is so antiquated because it's growing. Mortgage brokers are growing. The growth in Canada has been massive. So why change if things are going well?
Yeah.
It's like Blockbuster, right? Let's add a couple extra days. Keep your movies for an extra 2 weeks. Netflix isn't going to be coming in. So it's really funny, right? Yeah. It's the classic situation. There had to be a better way. And I ended up finding a lot of like-minded business partners to work with who's been through the process, who've worked in mortgages and realized, let's do this. And we saw growth in the UK and companies doing this and no one really winning in Canada. And big opportunities in a lot of other countries around the world, and quit our jobs, made that big leap, built an office in our basement with a lot of IKEA furniture, and started building from there. And it's been an exciting year since we basically started. And about this time last year is when we all quit our jobs, and then launching in June. So
how exciting! Wow.
Yeah.
So you launched real fast.
That's a big and scary leap.
Big and scary leap, but it's been exciting. I always joke I've bought two beds since I launched the business because I don't sleep at night, and I've been thought it was the bed, but it's really the head. but it's so exciting. The business is always on your mind, and one of the amazing things about the Canadian community and as well the American community, because we're seeing a lot more people from around the world live in the last few days, is there's that high tide rises all ships mentality.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to help us out. We get advice from everyone. There's no doors closed. We've partnered with so many top tech companies in Canada, and I've been blown away by how the top people at massive companies will answer a LinkedIn message because people just want to help you out. So
yes.
It's been a really refreshing experience and an exciting experience, and we love what we're doing.
Sounds
so
like it.
You see a lot of that like to answer questions things here.
Yeah.
I mean, the Q&A stage is literally right behind us where they take questions. The people from the center stage take questions from just attendees who are here, who are interested in the thing that they did.
Totally.
Whether it be, you know, the president of Microsoft or Acon, you know, whatever the thing they're working on is, they're interested in hearing how they did it.
And I think that's the cool thing is we're all passionate crazies. And there's something about the like-mindedness that we have with each other where you see someone else who is as crazy as you are and you want to sort of share your story. And there's also dark days, right? When you start a startup, you're on this massive roller coaster, and it's always nice to just talk to people about the, I've been there moments. And you're going to have that bad day. You're going to have that great day. But ride the waves because hopefully those waves take you on a high note. And, and that's kind of the fun thing that we've had dealing with as well.
So how has Collision been treating you? What are your goals here?
Collision's been great. You mentioned Acon. When I saw Acon, I thought it was a joke, but it was literally one of the best presentations I've seen so far. It was my wife's actually from South Africa, so understanding what goes on in Africa from a close to home situation.
Yeah.
Just to hear him talk about how he's looking to change things in Africa and bring a currency there that they never really had seen before. And it's just really exciting to see how technology doesn't just help the capitalists make money and build portfolios, but it also helps countries in ways that you never thought possible before. So some really interesting discussions, be it Acon, Wealthsimple, hearing Mike Katchen, who's one of our biggest Canadian startup founders, talk on stage with the American founders and really shine a light brighter than anyone else I've seen in this conference. So it's been really exciting to hear and learn from some of these amazing startup founders. And then yesterday we had a booth, actually, and it was people around the world were coming and talking to us. France, Jamaica, Oman. We were blown away by the type of people coming to us, and really impressive people, from celebrities like Damon Wayans Jr., whose father I grew up loving because I was a big fan of Bulletproof with him and Adam Sandler.
Sure.
But really cool to see both celebrities and their startup celebrities as well. So seeing those walk by and big VCs like Tim Draper, who I've always recognized his eyebrows from a mile away as like the guy in the scene, and just to see them 10 feet away from me, it's
exciting.
You get kind of starstruck because it's the world we live in. Those are the people you aim to sort of rub shoulders with. So it's really awesome to see this come into Canada, because there's so much talk that tech has finally come to Canada, but we've landed. It's I always talk to my friends about how on LinkedIn I was a McGill commerce student. We all went into business, accounting, law, doctors. LinkedIn used to be a lot of that. Now all we see on LinkedIn is tech. It's really taken over the scene, and you're seeing that really come to life here in Toronto, where people have come all over the world, and kudos to Collision for what they've put on, and to some of the folks in Toronto like Sunil Sharma from Techstars who's helped to bring this to life, because this has been a really amazing event.
And these guys back here too. What's it called? Invest in Canada. These guys have been everywhere. I see their logos all over the place.
And that's the nice thing, is we're seeing Canada really jump on the stage right now. And the government's done a great job of helping out startups and helping us really build our base, because it can be expensive to start a business. So when you know that your government has your back, and that companies like Invest in Canada are there to support you, it makes things a lot more palatable that you're going to take this leap into the crazy world of startups.
Yes.
Definitely.
And you're not just leaping into an abyss.
Totally. Totally.
Well, if people want to find out more about your platform, how can they do that?
Yeah, so again, we're HomeWise. You can visit our site at thinkhomewise.com. You apply online in only 5 minutes, and then we'll get to work to find you the best mortgage possible. One of the nice things is you can apply anytime, any place. Most of our applications happen between 5 o'clock at night and 2 in the morning. So you're not crazy if you're someone applying for a mortgage at 11 o'clock at night, because the home buying process can be confusing. So be it pre-approval or approval, apply anytime, and we'd love to help you get the best mortgage possible.
Very cool.
Exciting.
Awesome.
Well, thanks so much for coming and talking to us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you guys are doing. I really appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Okay, enjoy.
Have a good rest of the conference.
You too.